This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. And this is the portion of the program where we find out what you had to say. What's going on there, Vinny?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's what you guys said. 408 says, I lived for trips to Shakey's Pizza as a kid. The staff wore old-timey costumes, and they had an amazing, funny piano player. Good times.
What kind of costumes did they wear?
You know, I don't... is it a garter belt, the thing that goes around your leg? They'd wear those on their arm.
Oh, so like the old-timey... Yeah, I've seen those arm thingies. Right. Like suspenders and a... shirt that, yeah, I don't
and
know.
And a garter belt arm band thing.
Is that so if you roll up your sleeves, you got some way of holding them up?
I don't know. I don't even know why you'd wear one on your leg. Why is there one on your leg?
That was to hold up hosiery.
Just one side?
No, you'd wear it on both sides, I think. One on each leg. I don't know. I mean,
are we talking
guess.
About the
thing
elastic
that they,
sort of
yeah.
the donut that,
to hold
that gets
up
thrown
your,
at the weddings?
Hold up your hose? I don't know.
Yeah, I thought so. So your pantyholes don't roll down
Your
leg.
Well, but they used to just be, right, they used to just come up to your thighs before they had a whole panty beat into them.
That's what those clippy things were for. Clippy
well, those are, that is also known as a garter belt. But I think the little one is just like, I don't know, Vin, actually. Maybe we need to do some research on this.
Well, you've never been a lingerie gal, and I've never really dated anybody that was into it either. So I've never been around it much. I know Yuzette used to say she liked to do it, but frankly, I don't think I've ever dated anybody that was into it.
Yeah,
so I've never had anybody come out of the bathroom and be like, ta-da.
Right, and you were like, okay, now walk me through this ensemble.
Now, I've never.
Is that some kind of a whalebone bodice? What's the name of that thing that you lace up there? What's that thing called?
A bustier?
Is that?
Yeah,
is,
I don't know.
And then, now what's going on down there with that thing you've got over your panties with little straps? What is that now exactly? And
it's a strap on.
Oh, is that what that is? I see. Coming at you. You're going to like this.
415 says, wow, Sarah had a couple extra liters of coffee today. Rare form.
What did I do?
I don't know.
I feel like I've been my normal self.
I thought so.
Quiet.
We still want steroids, Sarah, back.
Yeah, please.
Well, it turns out you're not going to get her this year. Everything's under control right now.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, ever since she looked at my butt, everything went away. I guess she scared that crap right off of me.
That crap, you say?
Yeah, the stuff that I had on me.
Uh-huh. The that was rash. All over your butt?
It apparently. Wasn't on my butt. But as soon as
well,
she looked at my
she
butt.
Why did she look at it?
Because she wanted to see it. She clearly was into my rear end. Because I was like, there's nothing on my rear end. She goes, I have to see that. Let's see about that.
Well, it worked.
I'm like, I got to pull my pants down right here with this lady, other lady
Speaking
here?
Of pull, was there a right pull there? Apart at all in that?
No, there's no pull apart.
Well, I don't
just
know what to look over by your...
Jesus, don't stop thinking about it. Just, what's the next thing?
You brought it up.
What's the next thing?
You brought it up, the steroids. I said I'm in the clear this year.
Yeah, and my doctor, after she looked at my butt. And
yeah, she
I went,
scared
oh,
them
yeah,
right
I
off
forgot.
Of me.
Right.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Tell us everything.
I feel like I've already told you. I feel like you
First
know all
said,
you need to know. There's nothing else you need to know, Vinny.
Let's get that thong.
Really, I'm out. Trying to get off of this. Someone, though, seems to be super into it.
It's relevant to the conversation.
It feels really inappropriate, Vinny.
Whatever you say, I don't know. Oh, my God, I love Shakey's, says 562. Mojo potatoes.
What's that?
Just big, giant potato logs.
Oh, potato logs.
Yeah.
Right. Were,
you don't know those? It was like taking a potato and cutting it in four vertical slices.
Oh, yeah.
So they were long and big
fat
pieces of potato. Gee, right.
This is what pops up for me. They look like thick chips of sorts. I'm not
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Well, I've seen like the steak fry, but this seems even more enormous than that. Those look like chicken McNuggets. I'm sorry. Those don't look like...
Yeah, I don't recognize that. But anyway, it doesn't, you know... Shakey's was just a buffet place. Like, it was pizza.
I see.
But this they always had the buffet going.
This is from Shakey's right here, that picture.
Those look like big discs.
Mm-hmm, yeah, big discs. Remember it that way.
Well, maybe they've added those to the menu, Vinny, since you were...
You know what was next door to Shakey's, though, was Kentucky Fried Chicken. Do they have the wedge?
They have wedges.
I'm not.
Okay, that's where I'm thinking of then. Those two places were right next to each other, right next to my house.
I don't go to Kentucky Fried Chicken for the potatoes. I'll tell you that right now. I
go you don't
the
go there for any
crispy
reason.
Yeah, I do. What are you,
no,
crazy?
You don't.
There
you
used to be one.
When's
because
the
there used to be one
KFC
right next to my house, right here, like a block away.
And you
and
go
then
there.
I used to. It closed. It was a Taco Bell and a Kentucky Fried Chicken. And the kids loved it. And so I was like, well, listen, honey, the kids love it. We should really go there all the time. And then they closed it. I was so bummed out.
Didn't they change it? You can't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's supposed to be KFC now because of the...
Who knows? I have no idea. Why? Is there a problem
existing
with...
Existing chicken? I think it's not actual chicken or something like that.
No, it's actual chicken.
I mean, it's chicken, but it's like
not from Kentucky. Is that what you're saying?
Super genetically modified or something like that. So they're not allowed to.
Who cares?
Oh,
it's delicious. Feed me, Seymour.
Hold on, Bryn. Is that like an online hoax or something?
It's maybe I'm reporting fake news. I'm sorry. Let me do some research because that's just what popped in my mind. Like everything pops.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You need to make sure that he takes all that back. Everyone.
Chicken food.
We don't want no trouble.
Chicken meal.
My dad also had hay fever and always carried a hanky. My oldest brother still uses one. It grosses me out.
Well, it is gross. That was the thing. Like, I would have a handkerchief in my pocket and I would always avoid using it because I'm like, well, I don't want to get any boogers on this, you know?
Right.
It was only for emergencies. Like, if there was tissue around, I would just grab a Kleenex and use that. Because if you had to blow your nose into your actual cloth handkerchief, now you got a piece of cloth with snot on it hardening in your pocket. Like, that's not ideal.
No. Bryn, did you find it?
I did find it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, let's clear
maybe
it up.
Don't even tell me.
They did officially change it to KFC, right? Mm-hmm. But the reason was because they want to shy away from the word fried. Because, you know, that can deter some people because, you know. Because
they don't know that that's what they sell. So they walk in like, KFC, what could this be? And they walk in and it's like all pictures of fried chicken. They're like, oh, but God, the F means fried. Turn around, dear.
My story is online, too. It's conspiracy. So that was my.
All right.
Yeah,
you
know. Of course it's chicken. Ish. Chicken ass.
Jesus. 510 says, Nicole is quiet. Hey, Nicole, I saw your post about painting skulls and wine. Mm-hmm. So was there a party at your house last night? Tell us everything.
It was just my sister and two of my friends that we've been quarantining with. And since we don't get to see our nieces and have a big thing like we usually do, so we just did a small thing and painted skulls. And
let me see your nails. Put those nails up. What you got? Do you have Halloween nails?
Yeah.
Can you get that any closer to the camera? So I can say, what does each one have like a jack-o'-lantern face on it?
No, they're just orange.
They're just orange.
Yeah.
I see.
Are those big old acrylic nails or are those your actual nails?
No.
When did you get that done?
I got
those look new.
No, I got it done 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
At a salon?
Mm-hmm.
The salon's open?
Yep.
510 says, 4-pound underpants. LMAO. Sarah, I love you.
Oh, I love you too. You know. That's just an estimate what my panties weigh because it can't possibly be what I weigh. It can't possibly be the fact that I can't fit into any of my jeans anymore. It's gotta be the
panties. Did you guys hear the Alaskan reporter got arrested? Yeah. We reported that. Yes.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
He's got a 4-pound male genitalia.
4 pounds? Wait, is that a lot? I don't even... Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of...
It's incredible. I can't even believe what a good person I am.
4 pounds of tube steak. I can't even imagine. I wish I had that. That'd be great.
The price for a pound is through the roof. You heard it here.
Huh.
God, I love that lady.
I wonder what the average... Never mind.
It's got to weigh less than a pound.
Genitalia. Posted on an underage girl's website.
So you're saying if I took it off and threw it on the construction paper and weighed it, it'd be under a pound. What did I just do?
I'm not sure what you did, but I would say it's a pound is a lot.
Mm-hmm. Think about it as like a steak or a burger when you
if you put those three things through a grinder, like what would and then you have like a pound of hamburger in one hand and a pound of that burger in another chonch burger in the other hand, then what?
Not again.
Then what would it weigh?
Really know how to hit the spot, Sarah.
I'm gonna say I'm gonna say it's 12 ounces.
Vinny can't hear you.
12 ounces of prime meat.
He threw his headphones on the ground.
I know. I see him without his headphones on.
I think she stopped.
She stopped.
You're good to go. You can come on back.
Hey, Vinny, speaking of throwing your headphones on the floor, earlier during the break, did you spit out a cough drop or something before? Because I know you do that. You're like,
you should probably go fetch that. That's collecting dust in the corner.
That? Is that on the floor? what was that?
No, that is me playing with you guys. I just like to pretend spit loogies like I'm in my wife's office and just go,
I see.
But the nothing came out. That was just playing with you guys.
Well, it fooled me.
Oh. I didn't
nobody
see
commented. I went, all right.
I just laughed to myself. The music was playing and, we're just doing our thing.
I hocked a loogie right here
somehow
in the
missed
house.
That.
Nobody said a word.
I thought maybe one of your kids walked in and you're messing around with them. So
no,
I was like, okay.
No, I was just messing with you guys.
Well, it's something you actually do in the studio. Like when you have a cough drop, I've seen you.
Yes, absolutely. As fast as you can. Right. And I do still enjoy those. So
cough drops?
Yes, I like them. I don't know why.
Huh. Do you remember the cough drops you used to get and they were kind of soft? Were they called Ludens?
Yeah.
Those were good. I used to love the cherry ones. I was like, I almost want to get a pack of these just to eat. So good.
Hi, S&V. Love you guys. Who was the comedian doing pull-ups from yesterday's show? I think she was a writer, actually.
She is. Her name's Cody Heller. I follow her I think it's Normal Heller. Normal Heller is her handle. She's really funny. And I was like, wow. Wow, Normal. That looks amazing.
530 says, your age is showing. She means weed concentrate that you would use for dabbing.
Your druggie is showing.
650 says, you guys have never heard of dabbing?
I have actually heard of dabbing. I didn't know that that's the first I've ever heard of weed wax. But good for Miley at least acknowledging that that could be why she saw aliens.
Nicole, isn't this dabbing?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
that is also dabbing.
Yeah.
Remember the guy who was like, the girl broke up with him because he was dabbing in the parking lot before they went into like somebody's wedding or something? Or... What? Like, that's where I first heard of dabbing.
I don't know. I don't.
Guy who dabbed. Was it a bad advice we got? The guy was dabbing all the time?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah,
but
there was something like that. Yeah.
I have a good friend who really does like marijuana, and now that it's legal, has told me that the stuff is so potent, even as a regular daily user, he can't do the stuff that is available to a lot of the stuff that's available. It's too strong. He's right. I don't want to see things. And I'm just like, whoa.
I just want to be a little high.
Yeah, it's trippy that, that somehow they're so potent that you actually hallucinate.
Right.
Or at least he says.
I believe him. I'm going to take his word for it and not do any of today's weed. If anyone has any of yesterday's weed around, I might be up open to trying that. It just seems like today's weed is too much.
Pack clothes that you don't want anymore that are still good to donate the day before you have dropped them off at the laundromat, then you put I shouldn't have gone there.
Sometimes you think you're gonna get a good life hack.
10 years ago I lost or misplaced a pair of black wingtips. And then finally, my mother returned a suitcase she borrowed way back when. And there were my shoes still in the pockets.
Mm. Oh, how funny.
Yeah, very funny.
That's, what's a wingtip?
I used to have these moments because we've been in radio and there's always, you know, pictures of events we go to. All the time, a photo will turn up and I'll be like, where did that shirt go? And I don't know how many times I've seen a shirt on me somewhere and realize I lost that thing. It's just gone. Were you showing me a picture of wingtips?
Yep.
What makes it a wingtip?
Oh, it's the style. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you ask that question? The mm-hmm. wingtips have those little holes. It's the decorative.
Oh, I thought those are saddle shoes.
The decorative cap there is a wingtip.
Oh, I
right
see.
There.
Okay. So that's specific. So this must be a guy who wrote in?
Yeah, and it's
those?
A very traditional. Well, girls can wear them too, and I actually think they look great on girls, but it's a traditional shoe.
Yeah, it just looks like a dress shoe.
Uh-huh, right.
I would have never called it a wingtip.
Our last trip, we stayed at an Airbnb, so we did all our laundry before we left. We packed the clothes clean and then just put them all away when we got home.
That's nice. That is great.
Oh.
It's a smart thing to do.
Or you just leave them for the next trip. It's all clean.
Another listener writes, backside. I think Sarah knew what I meant. I think she's just.
Did she?
I forget what we're talking about right now.
Bribing people with stuff, you know.
Oh, right.
With particular generous
Ain't no
acts.
Sunshine when of she's love. Gone.
Don't ruin this song for me. This is one of my favorite songs. I don't need to be thinking about boom, boom, ass play when this is on. You're ruining it.
I love this song.
She's always
so good.
Oh, Jane just got a new pair of wingtips last week. Oh.
Yeah, they look. Wingtips are pretty hot on girls too. I would absolutely.
What'd you get those for?
What? You write that. Don't write that and do not hit send.
I just said too late. It's gone.
That's the wrong. What is wrong with you?
You spelled Wudja with a DJA? I'm pretty sure that's
DJ. That's good. But why would you even put that?
Yeah, that's so wrong. What are you doing? Paul Hogan is 81. Wow.
Holy cow. Really?
That's what this person says. I don't know.
That's great.
Pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what some solid tune-ups over the years will do for you. It's when people go all at once, you know? They let it go too long, and then they get it all jacked up at once, and it's like, what happened to you? If you go just little nip, little tuck, then people get used to it as you go. So you don't look like a jack-o'-lantern right when they see you. You turn into one over the course of years.
Okay. Just
she said, she wrote, so she, Jane said, I just got a new pair of wingtips. I said, why? And she said, for after these times.
Oh, all right.
These times that we're in. Mm-hmm. After these times.
Yeah, well, she's someone who for sure gets dressed for work, so I'm sure she's looking forward to.
Yeah, sure.
I wonder if her shopping has been cut in half or less.
Well, maybe she's right. So, and then she saw a good deal on these. She's like, well, I've always wanted a pair. Let me guess. Let me ask her if they're black.
Oh, really? You need to ask that,
guess.
Do you?
They're black. Well, they could be black and white, right?
I'm going to guess they're just black, Sarah. But okay, you're right. They could be. Mm-hmm.
Or blood red.
Knee Pad Tambourines. That's my new band name, says 516.
Well, that's what a one-man band has, right?
Mm-hmm.
Couple
mm-hmm.
cymbals down there. Clack your knees together.
Connie.
That clip is up on Instagram, by the way.
Oh,
what clip?
You guys should take a look. Of you guys when you guys were babies.
No
doing
thanks.
The radio show. Doing the Sarah Binney show.
Great. For... That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were reliving. And we were babies. I think we're 31 and 29 in those pictures.
Well, if that was 2000, then I was already on my...
Oh,
if you're saying that's 2000, then I'm already circling the drain.
Is that when that's from?
I don't know. I mean... Somewhere around there, 99, 2000.
99, I was still sort of functioning hanging pretty well, but yeah, by 2000 it was I was coming undone.
Yeah, you still made it though. You made it all the way through 01. You know, it wasn't until 02 you fell off the show.
Right. 530 says, Connie, state law, employees have to take a lunch before their fifth hour of workday. Yeah, well, then how about you not take an appointment and then have that person sitting in the lobby while you take your lunch?
Like, have them come at 1.
Yeah.
Do an appointment from 10 to noon and then do another one from 1 to 3. How about
whatever
that?
Hmm? I still tip the guy. The window was done. I just wanted out of there. Here's your 20. I'm leaving. Bye. Poof.
Ooh, a tip.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, look, if I don't know what to say. I mean, I was going to tip him, and then wanted to find out he took lunch. I was bummed, but you know, I had a 20 in my pocket for him to begin with.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Maybe that's that generous. Was dumb. Was that dumb?
No, it's that I don't really think about tipping people who are doing work on my car. If they came to my house or towed me or something, I might, but I guess I got to think on that, you know? Like, do you tip a guy who, if he replaces your tires? If we go?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
The guy at the Les Schwab or wherever that does the tire job, yeah. Yep. Huh. I sure do. Anyway, I got to go. All right. Have a good one, everyone.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
What
Jane
now?
Just sent me a picture of the wingtips that she got.
Oh, let me see.
I'll send it to you in a second. They're like a high heel, like a boot heel, you know, ladies wingtip. So they're black on the tip. Then they have like a gold leather piece that goes all the way around, and then a little white that comes up over the top, and then black where the laces are and stuff.
I can't picture any of that.
It's they're black, white, and gold. Hold on, I'll copy this to you. Can I put it in the Google chat that we're doing?
Throw it there.
I can do that.
There you go. All right.
Paste. Boom.
Exciting.
Did it do it?
Did it do it?
It said no. It won't do it.
No.
Hold on. I'll send it to you.
That's ghetto.
Where's Vinny? There he is. All right. Hold on. This is fascinating radio. There you go. There's the picture. I just sent it to you. So those are fancy shoes that she really has no place to wear them to. You know, if anyone's traveling, though, it's Jane. She's still sneaking out and going to private shows and stuff. I'm sure of it.
She is?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. How do you keep a girl like Jane down?
Not what I envisioned, but yes. Yeah. Very cute.
Black, white, and gold wingtips with a wedge heel. Or is that what that's called? Like a boot heel?
Yeah, I don't know. But
she's so fancy. I wonder how those bangs are doing.
Jane does know how to put it together, though. I'll tell you
she
that.
She certainly does, yes. She's my little vampire girl.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's it for us. It's hump day. We're going to... I really do feel like I blew my load about an hour ago.
What? You can't say that.
Yeah, no, that's when we peaked. So, you know, I think like during the 8:30 news. That seemed like a good break. Have a great day.
Don't forget
that if you love sports, you get the World Series. If you love Big Brother, that's on tonight. It's the power of veto thing. So that should be really exciting. And hopefully they won't have any shots of Enzo talking to the blow-up cow.
Why are you so insulted by that?
If they would just put a competition or some other thing in there that made it remotely interesting. These people are walking around talking to inanimate objects. Like that, no one wants to see that.
Look, every one of these shows, including Survivor, as the cast gets whittled down, they do get desperate for interaction and content. They've got less people to watch. It always is
so
the way.
Give them something to do, and then you'll have something to report on.
All right.
I just feel like, God, they didn't even bother changing the table out. Like, it's so lazy. What a lazy season.
I noticed that last night as I watched the finish of it, and I thought, boy, that really sticks in her side too, huh?
Oh, you noticed that too?
Well, I noticed it because you said it yesterday, and then I watched it and went, oh, okay. I don't know why I would have never noticed that they put a smaller table in there.
Well, I always wait to see when they're going to put the smaller table in. Sometimes they do it at 6 people. Sometimes they do it, you know, at 8 people. You know, when are they going to put in the smaller? Because it's a gigantic table. It's 14 feet across. You know, they could social distance at that table.
Yeah.
They don't need to, though. They're in a bubble. All right. Anyway, truly, we really should have wrapped this up a while ago. We'll see you tomorrow,
bye.
And it'll be Thursday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.